So this book 2, lesson 10, Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by J.S. Bach. Great classic holiday tune. And we haven't done any, well, I should say we haven't done very much classical music, if any, with you in the lesson. So there are many reasons why I teach this one. First and foremost, it just gets you moving around the fretboard quite a bit. It also introduces you to chords with a melody on top. And there's a lot of fun stuff in here. Now, there's no time signature in the original chart. I did not create the original tab on this. A friend of mine did. I was the one who wrote the 6/8 time and the chords on top because I think it helps. Well, first of all, someone can play the chords as well. Someone else plays the melody, number one. Or you can record yourself playing the chords and then doing the melody over it. That's first reason I put the chords on there. Second reason I put the chords on there is in the section where it has the notes stacked on themselves, like in the third line, last bar, or fourth line, first two bars, it has all those notes vertically. It tells you what chords they are, and it helps you rather than trying to read the tab. Now, let me just say, when you get to that section, if that stacking chords is too hard for you, then just play the top note of each stack. So in line 3, bar 3, play the top note, which is the third string open, and it happens to be a G chord. So basically what's happening is you're only playing the lower four strings of a G chord. And then when you do a C chord, usually you play 5 strings going to the last stack of notes in that bar, line 3. Last bar. You usually play C chord strings 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, but in this case it's asking you to play strings 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And the highest note you're going to play is string 2 because that's where the melody is. Chord melody is the making of a melody with chords underneath, as the name sounds like. So, it tells you not to play the top string there because the C note, the note on the second string first fret, is the melody, and you don't want to play anything higher than the melody. But also, let me just say, if it's too difficult to put the chord underneath the note, if it's too difficult to do that chord melody bit, then just do the top note of each one. All right, so top note would mean, like in the first, the example of the where the lower four strings of the G chord come in, you just play the open G string and leave the other three notes out, all right? And then when you do like the C chord, you just do the first finger on the second string by itself and leave the rest of the notes off, all right? You know, so the way the tune sounds, it's in 9/8, and I accidentally wrote 6/8, so if your copy says 6/8, cross that out and write 9/8. Not only that, the very first note of the tune is a rest. So before, I will give you how the whole thing plays out, but like at tempo and then at slower tempos. But just for right now, if I set my metronome, it would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So even just starting in the right spot could be tricky. But let me count that again. So you would rest on beat 1 and come in on beat 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3. All right. And then I've recorded several versions of it for you to play along with, from very slow to, you know, to at tempo, as it were. And then I also have a separate file. I went and looked up the song in the Christmas fake book that I have and played the full arrangement for you just so you could see it and hear it. So have fun.